Conley denies scaring girls at factory. The Atlanta Georgian, Monday the 6th April 1914, 8th edition, final, page 2, column 4. Jim Conley, whom Detective W.J. Burns is saving for the last in his investigation of the Fagan murder mystery, Monday made complete denial of the allegations made in the affidavit of the Negro woman, Mary Rich, who has sworn that Conley was still about the National Pencil Factory at 2:20 o'clock the afternoon Mary Fagan was slain. Conley also denied he ever had given any of the girls at the pencil factory cause for fright because of his actions toward them. This statement was in reference to the affidavits of Miss Helen Ferguson and other girls at the factory who have sworn since the trial of Frank that they had been frightened several times by Conley. Miss Ferguson said Conley threatened her only a week before the Fagan murder. Just bring Mary Rich up here, and she won't say that she saw me that afternoon in the alley back of the factory, said Conley when seen in his cell at the tower. I went out by the front door that day at about 1:30. I didn't come back to the factory, and no one saw me in the alley at 2 o'clock or afterward. Conley denied he ever had made any advances to the girls in the factory. I just never did pay any attention to them, he said. Detective Burns will give the Negro a thorough questioning later in the week. He will ask him particularly about his alleged meeting with the rich woman. The negress runs a small lunch wagon, which she says was standing at the opening of the alley at the rear of the pencil factory the afternoon of the murder. Conley, she declares, came out of the alley at about 2:20 o'clock and bought from her a 20-cent lunch, returning to the factory by the rear way. Mr. Burns first will see W.M. Smith, attorney for Conley, and from him obtain permission for the interview. It is likely that the lawyer will be present. Mr. Burns also will seek a conference with Solicitor Dorsey Tuesday or Wednesday. The solicitor Monday had not returned from a weekend visit to Valdosta. Mr. Dorsey is reported to be working daily on his reply to the extraordinary motion for a new trial that has been filed by the lawyers for Frank. He carefully has investigated every affidavit made public by the defense and has paid particular attention to Mrs. J.B. Simmons, the 60-year-old woman who asserts that she heard a woman scream coming from the pencil factory basement after 2 o'clock on the afternoon of April 26.